Deuteronomy Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi, shall have no partner inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire, as his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he has said unto them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, and the two jowls, and the stomach. The first fruit also of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep, shall you give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes, to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of your gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat, besides that which comes of the sale of his family possessions. When you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or sorcery, or interprets omens, or is a witch, or casts spells, or is a medium, or a wizard, or consults the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord your God does drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect with the Lord your God. For these nations, which you shall possess, hearkened unto sorcerers, and unto diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you so to do. The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, unto him you shall hearken, according to all that you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, who shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follows not, nor comes to pass, that is, the thing which the Lord has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him.